from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the United States is prepared militarily for anything, but the focus is on diplomacy when it comes to North Korea.
And I want to stay right there, right now. The tragedy of war is well enough known. It doesn't need another characterization beyond the fact that it would be catastrophic.
North Korea announcing a plan to launch ballistic missiles toward the American territory of Guam, but how are its citizens reacting? There are some 163,000 residents living on the island who are used to threats from North Korea, like the mayor of Hagatna, John Cruz.
I watched the show the other night about the governor assuring the people of Guam that nothing's going to happen. And we're well protected, you know, when they launch that missile. So I guess if the governor gave the assurance to the people of Guam, so, you know, we're okay.
In Pyongyang, citizens there are taking things in stride, like Cho Kyung-sung.
I'm not afraid at all. We don't want war, but we're not afraid of it. If the U.S. ignores our warnings and does anything rashly, that will be a good chance for us to wipe out the source of evil, the source of war, and reunify our country.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's heartbroken over the drowning of dozens of migrants off the coast of Yemen. Smugglers forced nearly 300 migrants from Ethiopia and Somalia overboard from two separate boats Wednesday and Thursday. The International Organization for Migration says at least 65, or rather 56 migrants drowned, with many of them buried in shallow graves on the beach in Yemen's Shabwa province by survivors. This is VOA News. Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro saying that he wants to meet with the president of the United States, Donald Trump, who hit him with sanctions, denouncing what he called imperialist aggression. The Trump administration has called Maduro a dictator and hit him and more than two dozen other former and current officials with sanctions after the election of constituent assembly that Washington said was illegitimate. Officials in Afghanistan say overnight counterterrorism airstrikes by international forces in eastern Nangarhar province, killing at least 16 civilians, including women and children. Saaz Wali, the top administrator of the Haskamina district where the casualties occurred, told VOA the airstrike struck a vehicle and a group of civilians in two separate areas. Voters in Kenya, they're awaiting the announcement of the winner of the nation's presidential election, the vote marking opposition leader Raila Odinga's second attempt in 4 years to defeat President Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga criticizing the vote as being flawed, despite the opinion of a panel of international observers. Thabo Mbeki is the head of the African Union Elections Observer Mission.
We can say that the processes, as we're able to observe, up to and including the counting of the votes at the polling stations and their transmission to the IEBC and so on, met the standards set by Kenya and the AU for the conduct of democratic election.
Early results released by the Electoral Commission so far had showed that Kenyatta was up with a 9-point lead. As the Trump administration reviews a government report that contradicts its views on climate change, another report confirms that humans have pushed the planet to record-setting temperatures. VOA's Steve Barragona reports.
The planet was hotter than ever recorded last year, according to the 2016 State of the Climate Report, compiled by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Co-author Deke Arndt spoke to VOA by Skype.
Well, it confirms what we know. We know we live in a warming world. We know that that world is going to continue to warm. We know that this is going to cause issues around the world.
That puts the report at odds with the Trump administration. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt disputes whether humans are responsible.
I believe the ability to measure with precision the degree of human activity's impact on the climate is subject to more debate.
These views and the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement have raised concerns among many scientists that the Trump administration will suppress climate research. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
Firefighters in Portugal, they're hoping calmer winds prevail as they continue making progress in controlling nearly a dozen wildfires that forced several villages to evacuate. Authorities warn the danger of more fires remains high because of the drought conditions across the country. I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.